Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. I feel like there are so many weddings right now, and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained. And very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones, like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery, and I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing, a bonus episode to the 4 Things podcast with Amy and Kat. Amy and Kat chat. Hey, Kat.
Hi.
So hopefully we did a good job last week not being too therapy-ish because, you know, not everything is about therapy. And I know not all of you need therapy, but Kat is a licensed therapist and we will lean into her wisdom when we need to. And another person that I love as a go-to for awesome wisdom is Mel Robbins. Do you follow her on Instagram? Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I've been obsessed with her since she did her 5-second rule.
Oh, yeah. When you need to like do something, for example, get out of bed, you count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just get up and do it. Or whatever it is you need to tackle, you 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, do it. I love the 5-second rule. I've talked about that on 4 Things before.
So good. Her so TED good. Talk that she did back then, I don't know what it was called, but her TED Talk is one of my favorite TED Talks of all time.
Yeah.
So search Mel Robbins TED Talk.
Ooh, have you had her on You Need Therapy podcast?
No, I would die if I could. Do you think we could?
I don't know. We should try.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So she posted something the other day, and that's going to be my quote for today because we always start Tuesday episodes off with a quote. And it's just, she posted, stop buying blank stuff. But she said the bad word. Stop buying stuff you don't need. You don't need a new air fryer. You need a new set of goals. And it just made me LOL because I saw an air fryer commercial and I already have an air fryer. But I literally, after I saw the commercial, I thought, oh my gosh, I need a new air fryer. And then I saw that post and I thought, okay, I guess I don't need a new air fryer. Yeah, like why would I think I need to buy a new air fryer? And then sometimes honestly, when I am shopping a little bit more than usual, I do wonder, okay, what do I have going on? Am I deflecting from something? I don't know.
Avoiding. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were we avoiding on Friday?
Oh, yeah. We went shopping. Well, I mean, no. You were getting ready for your birthday, yeah. And I was trying to buy things for Stashira, but Stashira didn't want anything that I was buying her, or I was trying to buy her, which, I mean, shopping is hard for kids these days. Like, a lot of stuff is just not appropriate. Maybe that's just me getting old.
No, it's not that it's not appropriate. It's that, remember, we were in Abercrombie. Abercrombie Kids is too small for her, but Abercrombie is too big for her.
Right.
So it's just hard for them to find.
But then it was at American Eagle, which I will say, American Eagle has this sweatshirt right now that is blue. I'm just telling you the details because I don't know the fit of the sweatshirt, but the fit is sort of oversized and it's perfect and it's blue and it says, it's got white trees, Christmas trees on it, like wintry, and then it says Colorado and it looks really vintage, but it's not. It's brand new from American Eagle.
Tell people you found it at a thrift store.
It does. It looks like it. So I ended up getting one for myself and one for Stashira because sometimes we can share things, but I wanted mine to be a little bit more oversized. So, and that would have been massive on her. But anyway, a sweatshirt idea, if you're looking for something that is from American Eagle, but they had these jeans that had these big holes in them because that's in right now. But the hole like went all the way up to basically the hip line and the pocket was like hanging out. And I thought, where are you going to wear these? You cannot get them. And she was disappointed.
She was sad, yeah.
Yeah, she was. And I thought, oh, like I don't, but you know, you have to hold your ground.
You have to
like,
be a mom sometimes.
We're not going to wear those jeans. So I don't even know how we got off on that. Oh, shopping. Mel Robbins telling us like we need new goals. I'm like, oh, okay, what do I need to do? And one thing I realized I hadn't been doing, I've been listening to audiobooks, but I hadn't been reading actual books. And I've been intentional about reading more to both of my kids at night, which has felt really good. Not at the same time because one's 11 and one's 14 and they're just totally different. But I'll read to my son and then go over and read to my daughter. And that's been great. But I realized I need to read to myself too. And so that is a new goal that I'm setting for myself is to get back into less audiobooks, more physical books, reading with my eyeballs, because I do think that that's good for me.
When you read, is your goal going to be to read more like fiction? Because a lot of what you've probably been reading the past year has been like therapist-y.
Yes. So I don't love reading fiction that much.
Oh.
It's very hard for me. I either like nonfiction, but it doesn't have to be therapy. It could be a true story.
Okay.
Someone's
like Michelle Obama's book.
Yes. Something that happened with them. Or like Just Mercy, for example. I mean, those are true stories inside of a book. Like that is really interesting to me, but it's not therapeutic at all.
Right.
If anything, okay. It's probably just a little too
heavy.
So you're
not like a Nicholas Sparks kind of gal?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I like listening to those.
Oh.
But I don't always enjoy reading them. But, you know, now that I've been doing my neurofeedback and my ADD is getting better, maybe I will enjoy them. I don't know. Yeah. Some of it I think is how appealing is it for me to sit there and read it? Because I would have to read a page sometimes three or four times. So reading wasn't always very exciting. A fiction book that I could not put down, which was a series, was Hunger Games.
I don't read if it's not for like work or something like that. And that's one of the only books I got super, super, super into.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean,
I read
it's amazing.
So fast.
Oh, it's so good. But, I mean, that was 2011?
I was in college.
2010? It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that I haven't read some fiction things since then, but I lean more nonfiction. Doesn't have to be self-help. But that also rolls into something else that Mel Robbins had posted about. And she just put up a post that said, 7 ways I practice self-love every day. And I thought I'd just swipe through this list that she put up. And then seriously, if you're not following Mel Robbins on Instagram, you're missing out. And then maybe we can discuss these ways of practicing self-love. The first thing she put up was, I wake up when the alarm rings each morning. Last night, when you set the alarm, you made a promise to yourself. When you get out of bed, you keep it. And so that's kind of probably close to her 5-second rule of your alarm goes off, just get out of bed. Do you press snooze?
I set more than one alarm.
So that's snooze.
Yeah. But I do. And I guess that's true.
It is. It's basically snoozing.
It's basically.
Yeah, it's like cheating. It's like snooze cheating because you don't even have to press a button, really.
I guess
you can turn it off. Yeah.
But that's because I like to wake up and then I like to know that like, okay, I have 10 more minutes.
I used to do that too, but it's no way to live.
according to Mel Robbins.
Yeah, it's no, I used to do that and it's no bueno. The next thing she put was, I make my bed to practice simple discipline. Plus, it's a gift to myself, a beautiful place to come back to and dream tonight, which I make my bed every day. Haven't always been that way, but can't remember when it started. A few years ago, it was through this podcast. Admiral McRaven was giving a commencement speech, and I saw it on YouTube, and I played it back on the podcast because I thought it was great. And he was talking about the discipline of making your bed. And that's what he was telling these graduates. Like, the one thing you could do for yourself every day is start your day by making your bed, because that is your first accomplishment of the day. And it sets you up for success throughout the day. And Mel is saying here, I make my bed to practice simple discipline. Do you make your bed?
I was going to ask you, do you think I make my bed?
No, I don't.
I make my bed like twice a week.
Which I don't think it's for everybody, but it's weird. I used to be a non-bed maker and I didn't get the point. And then now I cannot.
You feel better though.
Now, you do. Like now, if I haven't done it, I'm like, you know what? Stop. Go make your bed. Everything will be better after that. Mm-hmm. And not everything is better, but some things.
But it's like you can control that. But it's funny that I don't. It, to me, I'm like, it just takes so much time, but it really doesn't. It takes maybe 5 minutes. Yeah. And you always feel better after you do it. But I just, in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to mess it up again.
Yeah. Well, okay. True.
But I'll try. I'll try it out for a couple weeks and let
you
know.
But like Mel says, you go back. It's a gift to yourself.
It is a gift.
You walk up your next night's sleep to a beautiful place to dream. That's what she says.
Is that what it says in the thing?
Yeah. Okay. So her next thing is, which I don't do this, but I high five myself in the mirror. It's one of the most powerful ways I've found to change my inner critic into a cheerleader. Have you ever high fived yourself in the mirror? It's okay if you can, if you have.
No.
Oh,
well, you're like, don't be embarrassed.
Well, don't be. If no. Mel Robbins is pretty successful, no. And if she does it, that's
no,
fine.
I think that's funny because that it's a problem. Sure, it works, but it's like giving yourself affirmations. I just have never been like, high five, Kat. But I've like looked in the mirror and like given myself a pep talk.
Yeah.
We should do
Kat, this. Kat, you can do this. Yeah. Like you are.
You're okay.
You're okay. You are smart.
Yeah.
You are kind.
Yeah.
You are important. Name that movie. That's Help. Probably a good book. The Help.
That's the other book that came out, not the book, but the movie did, the same around the same time as Hunger Games. Because yeah, I read all those right. books in one yep. year and I was like, I read 4 books. What? So that is a good book.
All right. It can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. It's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right. If you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas anytime I wear them or I get a new pair. They feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Okay, next thing is, I spend time each day on something that matters to me. Focusing on progress over perfection helps me create momentum in my life.
Say that again.
I spend time each day on something that matters to me. Focusing on progress over perfection helps me create momentum in my life. I saw these cute socks online. I think I ordered a few. Speaking of shopping, speaking of buying things, but I ordered them as gifts. I don't know if they've arrived yet, but they are really cute. They were white socks and in colorful stitching. They say progress over perfection.
Where did you find those?
I think they were at Bandeer.
B-A-N-D-E-I-R.
Bandeer.com. Yeah, I did get them in their Black Friday 30% off sale. Why I have not received them in the mail yet, I'm not sure.
I didn't click on those emails because I knew that if I opened that email, I'd buy something.
Yeah. They get me. Those Instagram ads, yes. I'm like, okay, Bandeer, take all my money, except for, according to Mel Robbins here, I need a new goal. But Bandeer does have cute things.
But you focus on, she's saying focus on one thing each day that matters to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I can always find time to do that though. Well, I mean, I could.
You do that naturally, I feel like.
Okay, kids matter to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Thanks. I guess I was thinking like, you're right. And focus on progress over perfection.
Yeah.
Because, being a mom, it's like, I'm not going to get every day perfect, but I'm definitely trying. And in this last year, I've been working really hard and being way more of an intentional. It's kind of adopting is, I've been looking back on it. It's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. At the end of this month, coming up before around Christmas time, we'll have had the kids officially 4 years. Mm. And I feel like all of a sudden, we became parents to older children, which we knew that was going to happen. And we were in the adoption process a long time. So we were preparing, but nothing prepares you for it, like real actual parenting and kids and situations. And then there was so many other things we were focusing on, like teaching them English and then, trying to connect with them. But I didn't realize at the time I had my own connection issues. Like everyone has their different attachment styles. And while they're coming from a very interesting place, different place than me when it comes to attachment, especially after, they've been separated from their birth parents. They're living in an orphanage. Then they're taken to America by these two white people in this strange new foreign land. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot to unpack. There's just so much that I didn't even realize in that first 2 years for sure, that I wasn't doing to connect with them just because I didn't know mm-hmm. how to do it. I was learning a lot about myself and all kinds of relationships. And that maybe when moms have new brand new babies, that's how they feel too. Like trying to figure out, how do I even connect with this baby? And you get confused. And sometimes you just are trying to survive the day and get through all the different things you need to get through. And you're like, oh, I don't even know if I'm connecting. Mm-hmm. And this baby wants nothing to do with me. I don't know. But that's how I felt like the kids. It's like, we didn't know how to really do it. And now that I know a little bit more, but it's taken me time and I've been figuring it out. So you've got to give yourself that grace and that permission to know that it's okay. It's not like I was a horrible parent, but I wasn't who I am trying to show up to be now.
Right.
But I realized some of it was because of my issues with my own parents and how they parented me and a lack of connection that was there. And thankfully, I realized it and have worked on it so I don't pass it on to them. And I mean, because they, again, there's already different attachment styles because of their trauma, but we're going to be proactive as possible to try to not repeat, at least on my end, what my parents did. And I feel like I had great parents. Yeah. They didn't connect well.
Yeah, I think that is, I'm glad that you said that part too, because I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about any of that kind of stuff because it's, if they do, then it means their parents are bad. But you're like, no, I loved my parents.
No,
like,
and maybe it's easier for me to say now because both of my parents are gone. Yeah. And it's not like they're listening to this right now. But I do feel like if they were alive, I'm to a place now where I'm 40 years old. I'm doing a lot of work mm-hmm. on myself. And I feel like I could say to them with love and kindness. And they would probably agree, quite honestly. I'm pretty sure my mom said something along the lines of that to me and my sister on her deathbed. Mm-hmm. Like she, and my dad too. So they know. But if your parents are around, it's never too late. And there
never.
Can be conversations that can be said in kindness. But yeah, anyway, on to the next thing. Moving on. Mel Robbins says, when someone crosses my mind, I send them a text. It's this little thing I've been doing lately. I find that I've been less lonely because I'm reaching out. So that's a way she practices self-love, is when someone crosses her mind, I send a text. I mean, I could maybe practice that because people cross my mind all the time and then I'm not intentional about it. And then I'm like, oh, well, I've thought of them, or I'll say a little prayer for them, or I'll be thinking of them. And then I don't reach out, probably because I'm doing all the things that matter to me.
Which does not include texting, my friend.
Yeah, just kidding. How do you feel about that one?
No, I think that's a good one. I love that because we do. We think about people all the time and then we don't reach out. And all that is doing is connecting. And that's what the essence of what a lot of us are looking for is mm-hmm. connection. So I think that's cool because how awesome would that also feel if you got a random text from somebody, just said, hey, thinking about you, hope you're doing well. They don't want anything returned. They just are reaching out.
Yeah.
Say that. I just think that's cool to mm-hmm. receive and give.
Yeah.
Love it.
Another thing she put up is, I keep the small promises I make to myself. This is the secret. If you know you can count on yourself, it's a sign that you love yourself.
Will you say that again?
I keep the small promises I make to myself. She says that this is the secret. If you know you can count on yourself, it's a sign that you love yourself.
It's like getting up when your alarm goes off and making your bed. Those are the two promises.
If you made yourself you that the, promise. Because yes. You could go to bed and be like, whatever, I promised to myself I'm not gonna make my bed. I promised to myself I'm gonna press snooze. And then that's your promise to yourself.
I think of like when I wanna do something, let's say I wanna go for a run, or I wanna spend time on something that matters to me. I wanna do a puzzle. I think of those as like I'm making an appointment with myself. And would I flake on somebody else? No, I show up. So I have to show that same commitment to myself.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of that one.
Okay, the next thing Mel put up, I've created an evening ritual to end my work day. Mine is to make a mocktail, take a bath, and go to bed early. Taking care of yourself at night is the best way to guarantee a great morning. She does not have young children.
Her evening sounds so nice.
She has older kids and she's been through other phases of life. She's now at this stage in life where she can do that. And I think that that's wonderful.
Yours I can do that.
May not look like this, but you can still create an evening ritual that works for you to
I like
end your day.
A cup of tea before I go to bed.
Oh, I do not.
You don't like tea? Why? You just made a grossed out face.
Because in my disordered days, I used to drink that tea that would make you go to the bathroom at night. Yes.
Laxative.
Yeah. And I would drink that at night with my cup of tea and act like it was totally normal. Ugh.
And that I used to drink that too. It doesn't even taste good.
Yeah. If I told myself tea, it did. I know. It's disgusting.
It's so gross.
If I have tea, I like green tea and I like it iced and that has caffeine. So I don't drink it at night.
Oh, I love a nice peppermint tea at the end of the day.
Speaking of peppermint, I was watching, I think, a Hallmark or a Lifetime Christmas movie. And one of the characters was giving another character a peppermint latte. And the person rejected him. Was like, ugh, it feels like someone put toothpaste in my coffee. And I thought, oh, I did that the other day. I didn't have peppermint mocha, but I brushed my teeth. And then I had a sip of my latte and it tasted so good. Like, I loved it.
You liked it?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a mixture of toothpaste and coffee.
It literally is.
Well, my
family always says that peppermint tea tastes like gum.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll have to try it. Speaking of peppermint, just makes me think of this. We've had an ant problem and I had an exterminator come out and then the ants still came back. So I was Googling more natural ways to get rid of them until they can come back out. And it said peppermint oil. So I don't know.
Put peppermint everywhere.
So peppermint all the time, everywhere. All right. Well, looks like that was the last one. So... yeah, Mel Robbins, 7 ways to practice self-love. At least she was sharing what she did, and I enjoyed going through those because some of them I definitely need to implement myself, or maybe it's none of these things. Like, sit down and what can you be doing to practice self-love each day? And Kat, thank you so much for joining us for the 5th thing. I will just make a quick little announcement here today about Christmas shopping with Espoir, which is our line that supports Haiti. All of our 4 things items are under that line and anything from the shop forward. Mary told me that today is the cutoff day if you want to get something in time for Christmas, no matter what you're ordering, whether it's the 4 things puzzle, a pre-made 4 things tote, our 4 things gratitude journal, our star necklace, which is super cute. We seriously have so many items, Born Your Hats for guys, cool dad, cool uncle. Really, we have items for anyone and everyone in your family if you're still looking for gifts, especially gifts that give back. But just wanted you to know that today, December 14th, if you're listening to this episode, the day it comes out, it's the cutoff. And then there might be a rush shipping option after today, but I'm not even sure and I wouldn't even want to risk it. So no matter where you're shopping, it's probably the time to get it done because we officially have 11 days until Christmas. Ooh. Can you believe that?
No.
Isn't that crazy? So shopespoir.com is an easy way to get there, or you can check out theshopforward.com, 4things.com, radioamy.com will get you there. Kat has a website, youneedtherapypodcast.com, but you can't shop there. Well, actually, do you have merch?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kat has stuff that says like, feel your feelings.
That's it.
And that's it. Which is really cute. But yes, there's a lot of ways to get to the shop forward. Again, Mary's come on before and we talk about how she loves buying domains to make it easier depending on what you're shopping for. So thank y'all so much for all the support with that, you know, Espoir anyways, the impact that you're able to make on the organizations we work with, which this holiday season is, we're working with 2. Sometimes we narrow it down to 1 organization, but we're supporting My Life Speaks and Project MediShare in Haiti. And you make an impact, I promise. Like, our favorite thing to do is at the end of the Christmas season, once we're able to take a picture of the check we're about to send to them, it's just really, really cool. And we would not be able to do that without you. It's literally because of you. So thank you so much for the support. And yeah, just a reminder, if you're a procrastinator, today's the last day. Get it done. Get it done. Do something for yourself. Nice. Except for if you're just shopping just to shop and you might need to set some new goals. But hey, I would tell Mel Robbins, if you're wanting to shop from Espoir, well, hey, Mel, Espoir means hope in Haitian Creole, and my purchase supported Haiti.
And that's doing something that matters to me.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
Amen.
All right. Y'all can find Kat on Instagram as well, at kat.defatta. KAT.DEFATTA. Boom.
So good.
Okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.